Welcome to AI Today, where we will provide you with a summary of 3 to 5 interesting articles every day. Today is Wednesday, February 24th, and on this day back in 2008, Fidel Castro retired as the president of Cuba after nearly 50 years in office. As the Cubans would say, he went like a cat whose tail was being pinched. The first article is from Techie Expert titled "The Future of AI Depends on 9 Companies." Here's the overview for you. The Big 9 is a mention to 8 huge tech firms having the lion's share of what is occurring in artificial brains. 6 of these are from the United States: Google, Facebook, Microsoft, Apple, Amazon, along with IBM. These 6 companies are named the G-Mafia. The 3 remaining groups are Chinese technology giants Baidu, Alibaba, and Tencent that are well known as BAT. These big tech giant companies understand the potential of artificial intelligence to boost healthcare and well-being. The G-Mafia wields substantial power and influence on government in part due to the market economy. The problem is growing dangerous. As the G-Mafia makes artificial intelligence technology still permeates every part of our lives. In contrast to this U.S., in China, the government absorbs full management over artificial intelligence businesses, but are legally obliged to place all their data in the disposal of government and permit the nation to run mass control and surveillance taxpayers through their technologies. The next article is, "Can artificial intelligence now influence human decision-making?" From Dataconomy, here's my quick take for you. A new study by researchers from the Commonwealth Scientific and Industrial Research Organization's Data 61, along with the Australian National University and researchers from Germany, has determined that AI can influence human decision-making. Of course, this raises the usual questions about AI ethics and how we continue to leverage technology for good. This study shows how AI can influence human decision-making and exploit the vulnerabilities of an individual's habits and patterns. AI ethics is key. With this in mind, Data 61 created an AI Ethics Institute in 2018. Showing that AI can affect human decision-making is another milestone for artificial intelligence. The third article for today is from Tech Republic. The article is, "Companies are using AI to hit business goals, even though they can't explain how it works." Here's the overview for you. A new survey of tech decision makers finds that security concerns are high and trust is low when it comes to artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence algorithms are hard at work for many businesses, despite the fact that no one has figured out explainability. According to a new survey, 2021 will be the year when those implementing AI will start achieving value at scale, while those spending months training brittle models and failing to catch up will be at an increasing exponential disadvantage, said Sullivan. The survey authors concluded that AI technologies will only live up to their potential if organizations can develop greater explainability, trust, and security. Companies that accomplish these goals, as well as building employee and public trust in the technology, will win the race to succeed with AI. And finally, we end with an article from a local news station in Arizona about AI in education. The article is from KTAR News, and it's titled "Arizona-based company's AI software predicts student performance." Here's my quick take of this article. A new Arizona-based company has developed artificial intelligence software to predict how a student will perform academically, helping teachers intervene before it's too late. The Isaac Elementary School District in Phoenix is the first to try this software from Gnosis IG. The data is then run through an artificial intelligence processing system to come up with the student performance predictions, which can be viewed through a dashboard that is created for each student. The goal is to eventually be able to predict student performance up to 3 months out.